Welcome to Santa Barbara. For some, many of you who came from out of town and sort of weathered the dangers of SARS to get here. I want to begin by introducing our dean, David Marshall, who will give us a kind of benediction of some sort. But I also say that he's the best dean anybody has been fortunate enough to have. I've had lots of deans. And David.
Thank you. I am here just to give a few ceremonial words of welcome. This is the third Digital Cultures Project conference that we've had, and we're very proud to have the UC system-wide Digital Cultures Project here at UCSB, and we're glad to have the participation of the Electronic Literature Organization and have all of you here. It's a very distinguished group. Our faculty and our programs and our campus in general have been very concerned with these issues. We're proud to have had one of the first, if perhaps the first, position in the digital humanities advertised and through our English department. We were fortunate to hire Rita Raley for that. And our campus in general is very engaged with the kinds of issues which you're talking about today. I'm glad to see Sarah Pritchard here, our university librarian, and the library, of course, has been, you know, very active in this nationally as well as locally, and working with departments and faculty. As a professor of literature, I also find myself increasingly concerned with these and very these kinds of issues in very mundane and practical ways. And I'll just tell sort of a brief personal autobiographical story, which sort of brought this home to me. I was trying to find an essay that I had written on Henry James recently, and the occasion that I wrote it for was for a newsletter that was published by the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven for a production that they were doing of The Heiress, based on James's Washington Square. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't find it in any file. And I had to crawl under my house to try to find the box where I thought it might have been. I managed to crash my head against a rafter. And then it occurred to me, well, of course, there must be an electronic version of this that I have. I remember sitting at my desk. I remember, as I was writing it, that kind of mental image that one has. And I realized that I couldn't think which computer I had written it on. Was it the historic K-Pro that I have in the basement that I'm saving to sell for $1 million when probably $1 million will be worth nothing? Or was it one of the, you know, the two or three other generations of computers which are now obsolete and I can't talk to or hear from that somehow are still hidden somewhere? And I realized that, you know, we depend upon our own personal archives. I tried to actually contact the Long Wharf Theater, and they could not find this publication, which they had done years ago either. We depend upon libraries. We depend upon archives. We depend upon artifacts to preserve our culture. And as humanists, we are in some ways revolutionary and radical, and in other ways we're conservative. And one of the contributions of the Digital Cultures Project is to place the information age in a historical context. And that not only means looking back and being able to understand what's happening today in the context of the print revolution and other things which have come before, but also imagining our own present moment, our own presentist moment as history, as part of a narrative that people will look back to and draw upon as well. And that means that it's especially important for us to combat some of the illusions, I think, about electronic archives and forms. So my own life in some ways is caught suspended between this, and, you know, I have in one pocket here the discs, which I carry back and forth to my office, and since I often forget to label them, I'm always getting them mixed up. They're all with me. And in the other pocket, close to my heart, is my 1780 edition of the complete works of Lawrence Stern that I bought in a bookstore in New Jersey once for a very small amount of money, where there's the wonderful marble page from Tristram Shandy, which is still in excellent shape here as I carry this around and use it for my teaching and my research. I remember years ago the complete works of Auden were published, and people were so scandalized at the shoddy edition, which I think was done with glue, that there was even a front page article in the New York Times about how terrible this was for Auden's first complete works to come out in this way. And the publisher was quoting as saying, "We've used the most advanced forms of printing. Why, this book will last 30, maybe 35 years. And those of us who keep going back to books and to the 18th century and to archives and to prints know that we hope for a longer shelf life for what we do and for all of us. So we're very glad you're here. You're talking about a lot of important and complicated issues, and it's really important that you find a way of disseminating these issues as well as archiving them for the future. So thank you, and I wish you the best of luck.